Okay, so now we turn our attentions to a rather bleak, well, I can only describe as possibly a rather bleak subject of domestic abuse. And, well, there are many people out there suffering in silence. Many seek out help. One of those such organisations that offers support to domestic abuse sufferers is Moonstones. And joining me now is the chair of Moonstones, Kerry McGarrigle. Morning, Kerry.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
It's a bleak subject, this, isn't it, really? It's one that I'm guessing that most people would rather didn't exist, but sadly, in the world we live in today, it's quite a prevalent thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely. It is quite a taboo subject, as you said. You know, it's not very widely talked about sometimes, and it doesn't discriminate either, so it doesn't really matter whether you're you know, male, female, and you, what culture or background you come from.
Yeah. The problem is for many people, a lot of people suffer in silence with domestic abuse and think and just shrug their shoulders and say, oh, it's part of life, until it gets so bad that they need to do something but don't quite know where to turn. And from what I'm seeing, Moonstones is one organisation, it's local, and I would guess there are others in other towns around the country. But in Crawley, you've started Moonstones, and I'm guessing that's come out of a little bit of, previous experience, so to speak, shall we say?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, so it has obviously been previous experience for myself, but also during last year, during the last few lockdowns, I was helping out at Spotted Crawley with the food parcels.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of them. Like, I was furloughed because I worked in hospitality during the pandemic, so didn't spend a lot of time at work in those 14 months. Got myself out there doing some volunteering with Spotted Crawley. And there was one day I was tagged in a post on Facebook for somebody that was looking for food, you know, and other support for other, like, general household items and clothes and things.
Yeah.
With it being near to the end of the day, and it was a local hostel on my way home, I took out, it was actually three food parcels I took out. And when I got to the hostel and met the young woman there, the three women that were after the food parcels had all fled domestic abuse. And they were not only looking for food, they were asking for bedding, towels, cutlery, pretty much everything we take for granted on a daily basis. You know, yeah. You go to the airing cupboard, there's a clean towel. You go to the kitchen, there's a kettle. And it just kind of got me thinking, because I'd been thinking, you know, I this is going to come to an end, you know, with the food parcels and the volunteering. And I thought, I just need to do something. There's got to be something. And you know, I kind of walked away from there and sat thinking all evening about it, thinking, gosh, you know, like, that's just, I didn't have to flee domestic abuse. You know, I was fortunate I didn't have to flee, but it just got me thinking, like, how do you just comprehend that? How do you restart again with nothing? So I started looking into if there was anybody that provided basic items, because when you go into a hostel under the local authority, you don't get provided things like that: bedding, towels, kettle, plates, cutlery. You get your bed, a microwave, a kitchen sink in the corner, a wardrobe, chest of drawers. That's pretty much it. So it just got me looking at thinking, starting to look into, are there anybody that's providing these items? Because, you know, when you've come out of that harrowing experience, you know, and if you are a bit battered, shall we say, because unfortunately it happens, you just want to have a shower, you know, use a nice, clean, fresh, soft towel, wrap yourself in a duvet and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, it's unfortunately an all too prevalent a situation.
Yeah.
That has different degrees to it, because you said your own sort of rectified itself, I think, as you said, in the end, hopefully all done and good. And say, from the looks of it, certainly you've, taken to what a lot of people do when they get into these sort of situations, look to help other people who may have found themselves in that situation, because it can be, I'm guessing, like the three ladies you were talking to, a very, very desperate situation. And you can look whichever way you want, and in a modern world, there's nowhere to turn and there's no one there to help. But in the shadows, there is. And here you are.
I am, yeah, and you're absolutely right there, Tony. You do have to. It's not a difficult thing to sometimes, get out of. And there is that. What help is there? What can I find? Who is there to help? And that's, again, like I said, that's why I started Moonstones Up, because I thought, my gosh, you just need to know that you've got that help there. And I think that, once I'd realized that there wasn't really anybody offering what I was looking at doing, I then thought, well, how do I even do this? How do I even start this? I've never done anything like it before in my life. And I was like, I have no clue. How am I going to do this? So I've got a few good contacts and some very good friends, and I dropped a text to a good friend of mine, Maria Cook, who's the chair at Autism Support Crawley, and just said, help, basically. What do I do? And she come back to me and she went, I know just the very person. Do you want me to set up a Zoom? And I said, yes, please, that would be amazing. So she set up a Zoom call with myself, herself, and a guy called Carl Parks from Crawley Community Action, which is a charity organisation that helps support local groups and charities. And that's exactly what they have done, and what they are still doing is supporting me on my journey, with getting Moonstones up and running and out there, to the point that in December we were able to launch after securing a small amount of funding from the Longley Trust. We are now, able to support people and provide these care packages, to people that have had to flee domestic abuse.
Yeah, now that I mean, there are different organisations doing different things around the subject of domestic abuse. Your line is Domestic Abuse Support Network. So let's get this right. You're not exactly offering people a safe place, or anybody who's suffering domestic abuse, a safe place to go. You're offering them the help once they've got somewhere safe to go, or referring them to someone or an organisation that does put people in safe places. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, we provide them, like I said, with the care packages. So that's your bedding, kettle, towels, plates and cutlery. But we do have connections into, some of the other services that are offered around Crawley and West Sussex, so like Worth Services, and obviously a lot of other charities as well that I'm linked in with, that we can, signpost them to should they need that additional support.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes with fairly new organizations like yours, there's a network of sorts that's already in place. And there's always a little hole somewhere in that network that says, oh, we don't deal with that bit. And I'm guessing this is what your Moonstones is actually doing, is filling that little gap, because you've mentioned some of the other organizations and the fact that they don't supply cups, saucers, plates, and the basics of life, do they? They're more concerned with providing a safe space rather than the actual practicalities of day-to-day living.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was exactly what I found when I sat down and started to do a bit of research, that just those basic items you need, just aren't, weren't being provided by other organisations. Because obviously it is about, we're very good in Crawley of coming together as a community and supporting each other. So it was about, what you don't want to do is be stepping on somebody else's toes that is providing that. It's more about, like you said, finding that gap that's missing, which is what I've done. Filled that gap, but then also working with the other local groups and organisations and charities to obviously then for them to be able to provide what they do to the, the service users of Moonstones.
Yeah, now we've mentioned all sorts of bits and pieces to do with the actual domestic abuse itself. How widespread is it?
Oh gosh, I suppose you could say it's worldwide.
No, I'm talking
Domestic
about
abuse.
locally. How big a problem is it locally?
I know through, so obviously that, there's local data, that's government data that's out there, and the data that I looked at, when I was starting to set up the project, was I think between the months of June and September there was 49 households that had to move because of domestic abuse.
And that's only the ones the authorities know about.
Yeah.
So you can bet your bottom dollar the the problem is actually much, much more widespread than that, but hasn't Absolutely. Quite got to that level of seriousness No. that needed the kind of support that you offer. Is it a growing problem, or is it being sort of hemmed in, so to speak, and locked down a little?
I think it is, it is a growing problem. I mean, certainly through the pandemic, there was, a lot more cases, because obviously, because of the lockdowns, do you know what I mean? Everybody was stuck at home together. So it did make it, I think, more difficult for people, but also made it difficult for the victims to kind of have that bit of space, because you couldn't go out and pop to your friends where you'd normally have that bit of breathing space from it. So I think it did increase the number of cases. I mean, the number of cases I spoke about were, that was just within the borough of Crawley.
Mm. Yeah.
Now,
I know you actually do, you're part of another organisation in your day-to-day work, which is slightly away from this, but how much time do you have to dedicate to Moonstones?
Oh gosh, so in the beginning, I was pretty much spending at least 3-4 hours every evening, mm-hmm. Looking at what did I need to do, who did I need to connect with, who did I need to look out for, putting together, because we've had to, everything's done, there's like policies in place and insurance and everything. Yeah. So, everything's, I've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. And a lot of time in the evenings. Now it depends on, how much there is to do, where I've worked kind of like tirelessly for 8 months, getting everything in place before I actually launched. Mm-hmm. But probably now, still probably an hour or so some evenings, maybe at the weekends, perhaps a couple of hours, attending events as well, because where we're being supported by other local charities as well. So it varies now. It's not as much, but it's still there in the background. Yeah,
it's an ongoing thing, really, and obviously needs support of a financial nature, but I'm guessing of donations of certain things to make it work. You're funded in one way. You mentioned that you've had a grant from I think you said the council, but I'm guessing a lot of your stuff is actually given in donations, is it, in terms of actual practical things?
Yeah, so we do, so we did have we did secure a small grant from the council small grant funds, which we've used obviously to buy items. We have received a lot of donations as well. We do take donations in. We do tend to take obviously new donations, because we've had to take into account like COVID guidelines, which is kind of like attached to everything now, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
But just also as well, because we looked at it as a committee, and if it was one of those severe cases, which we know we could get, we wanted to make sure that that person was, able to have fresh, clean towels and, be able to make a cup of tea in a cup that's, like fresh out the packet sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, but we have had a lot of donations. We have an Amazon wish list, which is on our website and our Facebook page.
Okay.
And, people can get in touch through email, which the email is on the Facebook page and the website.
Yeah. So, I mean, donations are taken, say, by contacting you via the website or, say, your Facebook page, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Facebook is facebook.com/Moonstones.
Moonstones Crawley.
Moonstones Crawley. Oh, that means that is there another one, or is there just Moonstones Crawley?
No, it's just because Moonstones is a crystal, you tend to find like it will throw up lots of other pages. So we put Crawley on the end just
The S is also important in there, as I found when I went searching as well. If you put Moonstone in, something completely different comes up. Put the S in on the end and it comes up fine. It's moonstones.org.uk as well.
It is.
It's a sobering thing, is domestic abuse, and if it's happened to you, I'm guessing it must shake your confidence a little bit. Has this helped you sort of get through whatever happened to you?
Well, mine's quite historic now, but I think, it's always there. I mean, it'll be something that doesn't leave you. But certainly it is one of those things that does knock your confidence and your self-esteem. They're very good at wearing you down with emotional blackmail and, just making you feel pretty worthless about yourself. So it can be a huge confidence shatterer. But it is about, just finding that inner strength and what we call our personal power, which isn't about being powerful. It's just, being kind of assertive, isn't it? And having that confidence to do it and just knowing that there's support out there.
Okay, well, you've done a wonderful thing in
Thank you.
starting up something from complete and utter scratch, and doing some really, really good stuff in a very, very dark subject. Where do you see Moonstones going in the future?
Just progressing and growing really is, ideally what I'd like. So we've started just with our within our local area, but the plans are to kind of spiral out, and just keep growing and just helping and supporting as many individuals and family units as we can.
Okay, anybody needing help obviously can get you via, say, your website, which is moonstones.org.uk. Do you have a phone number that can be given out, or is it literally by email or Facebook?
It's just through social media and
No.
the website at the
Okay.
moment, but there is a link on the website where you can email straight through to our support at moonstones.org.uk email address. And that's monitored, so anybody that emails through to there will get a response.
Brilliant. I take my hat off to anybody that does what you've done. And I've met and spoken to many people who run many charities, but I'm in awe of people who take the kind of steps that you've taken. So, Kerry McGarrigle, thank you for talking to us today. I wish you very
Thank you.
much success in the future with this, and well, long may it continue. Kerry, thank
Thank
you.
you. Thanks, Tony.